I can't figure you, man.
What's to figure?
I mean, what are you in this for, man? You want power, you want revenge, you know? What is it?
It's simple, Willie. I just want to be free. How about you?
So do I.
And I hate white folks.
Hate white folks? This is not about hate white folks. It's about loving freedom enough to die or kill for it if necessary. Now you're gonna need more than hate to sustain you when this thing begins.
Now if you feel that way, you're no good to us and you're no good to yourself.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for listening. Peace to you and yours. Scotty Reed. Thanks kindly for the opportunity. I will persist until I succeed. I'm called Justice, meaning no one mistreated. This is our new show. You can find us here nightly, 8 p.m.
Join the conversation on air. Greetings, how are things? How are you coping with partial opening or a partial lockdown? Where do we go from here? Relatively speaking, this is Universal Woman, Miss Lady.
Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Yes, yeah, so we want to form a strong network within the community with the only strength that we have, our immediate power, and the use of a code for our thoughts, our speech, and our actions. Because we are determined to produce a system where no one is mistreated, white or black.
It's to remember to investigate, look into that idea about this thing called race, and I don't want to spend too much time speaking of something that is just a psychological catastrophe. Economic, social, political construct, everyone. Yes, to control, dominate, and most important, mistreat everyone, regardless of the hue of the skin, of the bag we're in.
So question everything that we're taught to believe. This is one of the things we want to encourage. Question everything that we're taught to believe. Believe. Because remember, said beliefs isn't necessarily truth. You believe in something today, you change your mind tomorrow. So we want to address the idea, though, of why aren't we ready for the 21st century? Why aren't we ready to, in a sense, manage our own self? Because it seems like we've been here before. Somehow we've been under some lockdown, house arrest,
psychological,
but in the last couple months,
double psychological, yes,
lockdown, house arrest, so to speak, And I was just saying, just as we're coming out of it, we now end up in this situation where we saw a lynching, a murder on camera. So somehow there's all this big outrage. And so now we're trying to say, well, where do we go from here? We have a listener, so we're kind of like recapping where we are and so forth.
Excellent. Where do we go from here? Beyond 2020 shared vision. Shared vision. Everyone together creating the best possible future for everyone. How do we do this, Justice?
Well, we know the show is here to provide experience, evidence in order to create a better environment. So they say the purpose of the broadcast is to present material which can be used as a start for a complete code for constructive thought, speech, and action, which when promoted by an effective number of individuals, will result in a collective effort, creating pleasantness within and pleasantness all around. Want to look at some of the words also that we're using, this idea about collective effort. You know, because as you say, so long as you're going to hold on to what race you are,
which class,
what party, which group, I don't think we're going to really reach a collective effort to reach that goal.
Nice.
What you're talking about.
Unity.
You know, because everybody seems to run back to their respective
corner.
Yeah.
Classification.
So we're saying maybe we should look at things a different way. Maybe,
yes.
So we're encouraging the individual to elevate his or her consciousness. Use correct speech. You've heard of
grammatically correct.
Yes, and political correctness.
Yes.
So we're saying, yeah, be correct in your speech, your words, your definition of words. Because we've come to find out the system that we're in basically use words to confuse. What do you say?
I say the socialization process, yes it does. It uses words to deceive the individual. Question everything taught to believe. Is it truth? And start with that idea about race, since that's the thing that have everyone, it seems, confused, pointing fingers at each other.
And basically being so absorbed in the past.
Yes.
Not to say we've been taught now that you have to know the past to know the present to pave a way for the future. But you could still see if you're so consumed by the past, you find yourself like not going anywhere. Because think about this. We're born, it appears, on a planet spinning in space. Deep space. It's cold. But somehow it seems everything, economics, education, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, war, counter-war, is all in place. The idea of color. They say that I didn't know I was black till I was born. Till I was told I was black, right? And the idea, there's a whole history now that goes with it. They say, why is black people poor? I asked my mom. She said, because we was robbed. So the idea that was still taught now is some Africans was taken from Africa, exploited, raped, robbed. Their philosophy, ideas about who they are, their visions of what life should be, taken away.
Their independence.
A whole nother philosophy given. It's almost like their consciousness was falsified.
See how that's working.
And then now, fast forward, here we are. We're scattered all around the islands, all around, all given all kinds of names, Trinidadian, Barbadian, Jamaican.
African-American, that's the latest term.
Yeah, this is just a recent term. Before that, people was called colored even.
Negro.
So it seems like our identity been messed with. So who am I? So these are some of the thoughts we want to provoke and kind of look at. We're saying three little things one need to know. We're saying one, knowledge of self and not self. Knowledge of existence and non-existence. Two,
socialization process. Understand what it is, how it works.
And if you don't understand it, we're saying everything you think you understand will only confuse you. Will only confuse you. And three, we're saying, hey, counter war. Wage guerrilla warfare on the mind, on the past. See if we can look at things another way. Things aren't what it appears to be. So we need to have a paradigm shift. We need to metaphysical. Get it? Where we're changing our views and our values on how we're looking at things. Because it still seems like we are working to integrate in a burning house after all. It really seems like it. Because when I examine what is people saying, the commentators on the radio, the TV, I don't really give any kind of credibility to the mainstream media, government media. So my money is more on alternative media. That's why I created this broadcast. And we plan to be here nightly. So be a part of the show. I'm working to reach out to create a strong network worldwide. Because even now, I could see on my board different people from United States, Maryland. Maryland, give me a shout. Tell me what's going on. Are you still locked up?
Down.
I see Indianapolis. I could see United Kingdom. We're broadcasting all in China. So we're saying, well, how can we really network?
One thing not to overlook, Justice, is that what's happening now with the consciousness and the things that's being done, basically using the same level of consciousness where the problem, the issue, was created to solve it. Cannot use the same level of consciousness, you older people, that metaphysical changing values, learning, continuous learning, independent study, self-help management, strengthening your goal setting skills. You're always setting goals, and before you know it, you'll be setting more resolutions. The conditioning, the socialization process, however, everyone, let me tell you a secret, is set up so you never have time. Always busy, too busy, too busy. And always, thank goodness for people trying to help. Always outside of yourself, the individual, trying to help others. And that's okay. Do your independent study, self-growth, so that the individual will be stronger. Here at Justice Radio Station, encouraging Beyond 2020, shared vision. Everyone together creating the best possible future together for everyone. Now, the only moment we have, not 244 years ago, 90 years ago. All right, students, everyone, we're all students. We're all children. We're all here now.
So, we still was talking about the idea of having a shared vision, right? Where everybody's aspiration is aspired. But how can we do that? I'm suggesting we might have to think our way differently, because somehow this group thinking is not working. It's not working. Even the idea, we'll say, well, I thought for the longest, because I was black and we have the history of what happened to our ancestors. It didn't actually happen to me in that same context, but the way it's taught, it seems so emotionally wrapped up in my mind. I thought, well, if other blacks knew about our black history, it would bring us to even together, even based on having a similar history for the longest. But that hasn't really materialized, because I see that everybody think, well, they're individual and they have the right to live their own life, and yeah. Lot of confidence too, lot of individuals have, because they have made great stride within this system. But I found a lot of individuals, though, they're talking with a lot of confidence, but not, there's no clarity, there's no context. Why are we talking about freedom or make things better, asking questions again, why we're not ready to rule ourselves in the 21st century. I guess having some type of education and children is basically fed and basically educated, I guess that is a type of progress. But if you're talking about, hey, being in a system where no one is mistreated, living in a system where we're taught that we're in a democracy, but the reality is we're not in a democracy. So then after this kind of realization, then what should our aspirations be? What should our enterprise be? What should our assignment be? And then I've come to realize, wait, after all these years, we haven't really come up with a counter thought, how to counter the system that we're in. What do you even call it? This idea of America. What is America? How do you define America? Words should have meaning, right? How do you even define America? What is justice? How do you define justice? Everybody's talking about it. I've heard all kinds of versions of justice. Economic justice.
Social justice.
Social justice.
Political justice.
Political justice.
Justice, justice.
So what is justice? So we're saying, is no one mistreated? Is a system where no one is mistreated? And who needs help the most, receive the most? Operating word here is
constructive
help.
And
it's
this
an
is
idea.
A compensatory definition, since there is no legal working definition.
And compensatory means
making up for
something.
What's missing.
Right?
Yes.
So, back to the thought about though understanding the social system that we're in. Because a lot of us has got a lot of interest wrapped up in it.
In the socialization process. That's what it's called.
How? What is racism, by the way? That's another word I've heard lately been thrown around. But I've come to realize still no working legal definition. And another thought, last night, little intro broadcast, we came out too that the way we're looking at history is still kind of mixed up, because the history here in America is starting from, it's almost 1865, where they say the American slavery, physical exploitation based on race and color, ended. So they somehow not looking at the European colonial system, England, France, the Spaniards, the conquistadors. That's why we all speak Spanish and French. Somehow they overlook that this is a colony itself. It was based on a colonial concept. And when they left here, they actually went also now to the continent of Africa in the Berlin Conference up in the 1800s and divided up Africa amongst themselves. That's why there's a Belgium Congo, there's a French Congo, etc. So remember too about the lost children of the Congo. 6-year-olds mining that we can have our smartphone and our PlayStation and big TV. Remember, said there's technology and minerals that is needed to create the motherboard for everything to work. So we're saying these are some of the things that I think why we're in the position that we are, because we're not thinking universal in how we're thinking, even though we live in local. Because we can be tolerating or turning a blind eye to think, wow, there's 6-year-olds mining in the Congo. The same exploitation is still going on. You say, all history is a current event. And what happened in the past is happening to a degree, in one degree or not now. So here we are, we find ourselves now. We're saying the psychological exploitation of racism, white supremacy based on color, never ended. The social exploitation based on race and color in America, and in fact globally, never ended. Where the black man, woman and child, you almost could say is a hybrid. Because where did the African go?
What happened to the African?
So, this is one of the thoughts that happened to the African. We can't really say it enough, because we're saying understanding the social system is very important to have the foundation in terms of having a context why we need revolution, why we need liberation, why we need change.
Freedom.
When I say revolution, not really just running and smashing and burning down the neighborhood, although it seems maybe that's something needed too. But it's not necessarily what I'm advocating. I'm advocating the individuals understanding who they are and elevate their consciousness to the highest form of being.
Where criminal acts are not necessary.
Where criminal acts isn't necessary. Where we're self-governing. Because we understand who self is. But before we get there, I want to still go over the thought about how are we being programmed in this race mind, this Democrat, liberal, conservative ideology. So we're saying fantasies and myths are absorbed during the innocence of childhood. So it's almost like we all learned a script, you know, and once internalized, regulates our behavior. That's why I'm encouraging, question everything that we've been taught to believe. Believe. Remember, say you have to believe in something, yes, but is it truth? Because if not, you might find yourself being controlled by somebody else's beliefs. You dig? Very important. So all these ideas that we're chasing and running and trying to get our self-gratification, is it your ideas generically? Or is it what you've been taught you're supposed to be chasing? So when we get to the idea of looking at the nature and structure of the human mind, we look at this a little bit more. How can we understand the human mind? Because if we don't understand the human mind, you can also find yourself being controlled by
someone who does understand.
Okay, and we definitely know folks has been studying human behavior, been studying psychology. They work with the corporations. That's why things are stacked the way it is, even the stores. Advertisement is the way it is. So we're saying though, how's the mind programmed? Because remember, we're all born innocent babies. Fantasies and myths are absorbed during the innocence of childhood, so they become second nature by adulthood. By the time one reaches puberty, countless myths and traditions resides in the psychic, whether we agree with them or not. Americans and most societies, especially coming out of the colonial system, are conditioned to wear costumes during October, eat turkey in November, all of this is coming, and overspend every December. Every spring, Americans are provided with images of white Easter bunnies. It didn't happen so much this year because the plague, the virus, had everybody kind of quarantined, right? House arrest. But we do know that colored eggs was going on. The rabbits do not lay eggs of any color. Like clockwork, children are routinely indoctrinated with stories of jolly Santa Claus. You still believe in Santa? Remember, said, I believed in it once and it did work. But then when I grew up, I realized, oh, it still was all a trick. And you find yourself so conditioned, you now start pass on the deception of somebody coming down your chimney and leaving gifts and things like that. Might sound simple, but look where your mind is at. And how it's been, in a sense, controlled by beliefs of someone else, is my point.
Self-deception and passing it on to the other generations.
Be careful of self-deception. So, we're saying not only the Santa Claus, but the Tooth Fairy, magic leprechauns. Don't we do that? Give the children money under the pillar for Tooth Fairy and all of this kind of stuff?
Yes.
Flying reindeers. These are superstitions and beliefs now. Dark boogeymen. Do you get the point? Somehow these ideas is learned, even though we don't know where we learned it, but didn't we learn them well? So we said this learning process is called socialization. Because remember, going to school is information. Remember going to school, a lot of dates, when certain things happen and so forth.
Names.
But the real education, if you think about it, is through the socialization, where we learn how to think, how to act, what clothes to wear, what's the drinks to drink, how to even hold your cigarette. Ideas of someone else. And if you check it, they call all those activities consumerism. So they turned us into consumers. So you know consuming is addictive, right?
Yes.
And then on top of it, you end up a lot of individuals as debt slaves. So I wanted to kind of talk this way to still, as we're saying, talk in a context, because I still think a lot of people talk with a lot of confidence, but there's no context. Why are we talking? Why should we be aspiring for freedom and liberation mentally, psychologically? Yes, there's no chains on my feet, but still I'm not free. So the learning process, we're saying, is called socialization. It occurs whether people are aware of it or not. Through this process, Americans are automatically conditioned to share certain beliefs, practice certain ideas, stereotype, fat bimbo, black this, black that, fat slob, you know, these type of communicating. And we're saying the same process, this process is subtle, calculated, subliminal, and deliberate, and most of all, is very effective.
Effective, yes.
Very effective. And now we're saying the same process of conditioning people to tolerate and accept racism. We're saying race is racism. Racism is white supremacy. White supremacy is racism. Very important now to understand words. How you're defining words. What is a race? I thought race was ready, steady, go. And we start running and racing. But so what then is a race when you're now talking about color?
What's it for?
What is it for? Yeah. Especially we're saying even in the religious area, we're taught that there's a God. This is how it's said. There's a God. But then this God, this He, this God, very interesting. He chose some, so there's some say they're chosen. He has preference for others. And then the ones that were black is cursed. What is that about, actually? And we go for it.
Self-deception.
We go for it. But later on we'll see too how the human can be tricked and bamboozled because it seeks self-gratification from outside of itself. So it can be tricked. It can be given philosophy, ideology, a god to worship outside of itself. The human now. So check your thoughts. Thoughts come and go, remember. It's passing. So don't hold on to not constructive thoughts. People say, well, control your thoughts. But check this. Just ignore them. But there must be something within the individual that is attaching the thought to itself. That's why now it becomes life and you give it life. Remember, any idea held in the mind,
emotionalized, acted upon,
will manifest. This is how the human works. This is how the mind works. So think about it. A lot of the things that you're going through, maybe you have been asking for them. A lot of us got garage full up of stuff. Just bought by impulse. Now they're all packed up in the garage. We don't even need them. They're all broken up even. Ain't that something?
Or just still in the box, unopened.
The human. Peculiar. So, that's the social system that we're talking about, which we're saying you got to define it, and we're defining it as racism. It's a racist system where it mistreats individuals based on color, class, shortism, heightism,
weightism, ableism.
If you're a woman.
And if you have a missing part of the body.
So, it's in the language. That's how we was encouraging. Check the words that you use. It's time to look at the man in the mirror. Why do you call yourself white? What's the purpose? What's the end result? What does it say your relationship should be with black? And it's the same if you're so-called colored, black, African-American, etc., etc. It's time to look in the mirror. Why do you use these words? You ever looked up the word black lately? Don't mean anything. Dark, gloomy. So you could imagine if this is what how you're looking at yourself. How do you perceive yourself? How do you see yourself? Very important. Identity. That's what's lost. That's what's missing. Don't think nobody's in charge now of the system. It's just haphazardly happening. No. As we're saying, it's deliberately functioning the way it's functioning. It's no accident. It needs an underclass and people with no class. We're educated to be how we are. You're only as good as the information that you have, remember? That's why we're saying, question everything that we're taught. Three little things that one needs to know. This is number two. The social system, how it works. If you don't understand it, everything you think you understand will confuse you. You think we're in a democracy, but are we? Be honest.
No matter what it's called, sometimes a constitutional republic, the republic, whatever it's called, the end result, am I right, is deception, mistreatment.
The laws can't be correct if the system isn't correct.
But these same laws in an environment, in a socialization process, everyone, where no one is mistreated, these same laws will be correct.
Yes, peace and love, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Call in.
I'm called Justice.
This is Relatively Speaking, Universal Woman, Miss Lady. Join the conversation. Let your voice be heard. All right?
So we wanted to talk about having a shared vision where everybody's aspiration is aspired. But we're saying, I don't think it can happen though on any kind of collective if everybody gonna hold on to the identity that we've been educated to hold on to.
And beliefs.
And the beliefs that we believe.
It's not truth.
You know, so we're saying, wage guerrilla warfare on the mind. Question everything that you're taught to believe. Is it truth? And then we're saying, for it to really happen, we need to counter the social system that we all live in. Remember, the reason why China is the way it is because the American system is a capitalist system and it needs consumers to make it run. So it creates debt slaves here, and in fact in China it creates a slave state because the government is not the same government as here. Not that it's any better, but we have a constitution here which is different. The ideology is different. The philosophy is different. But we're saying at the end of the day, both system is unjust. So we're saying justice would be better than what we have, than any of these systems. Where the individual,
yes,
the individual will guarantee that no one is mistreated. You have to start with yourself now, the man in the mirror. You gotta live just. And how you do that is by start critiquing the language. How you use words and definition of words. What is this idea of race? Race is racism. Do you know that? But remember, we're just born as young babies come on the planet.
Innocent.
Everything was already in place. So we're all now, in a sense, absorbing the ideology and philosophy and repeating it. And now we find ourselves in this predicament.
Trapped, it appears.
Psychologically, though.
Yes.
Because we're saying, is this really real? This is like a teaser. How you know what's real? Ever thought about what's real? So, after talking a little bit of the socialization about the fantasies and myths absorbed through early childhood, we're saying, how can we counter now and have this metaphysical, no matter how painful it might be? It is a political strategy that we find ourselves in this predicament. So how can we counter it? Some say vote, and I guess there's room for that. I guess some say let's mash up the place. That's what's going on in certain states right now, Seattle and so forth. Turn it into something else. Some say, well, law and order. What's actually correct, though?
So one thing, excuse me, Justice.
No, go ahead.
One thing that's happening is when individuals are calling for justice, that might not be the correct way to look at it. Justice has to be produced by the individual through thoughts, speech, action. And if the identity is not known, then you have psychological problems, criminal acts, and continuing to deceive the children. Telling lies to the children, the younger children, since many of us are just older children, senior children.
Good point, Miss Lady. So that leads us back then into the idea of countering the system that we're in, using words and definition of words to reveal truth, to produce correctness, peace, justice. It might sound, but don't worry about the next guy. Still see now, how can we as an individual elevate our consciousness as an individual? We came as individuals. Even twins exist as individuals. So it don't matter who's doing the what and who's doing what. Remember those things your parents used to tell you? Don't worry about certain folks, what they're doing and stuff. Make sure that you're being true. So now is the time. The man in the mirror. Identity. Don't worry about now the past, victories and defeats, what you've got, what you haven't got, to start a new project. Clear your register. Strip yourself back. What's actually left when you finish the career and the lawyer, doctor, candlestick maker, housewife, husband, mother? Strip yourself back from the labels. What actually is left? Who are you? Who's the you that's left? I'm working to get somewhere. Because remember, we've been talking about identity. How you perceive yourself. How do you see yourself? And not only that, how we've been conditioned to perceive ourselves and see ourselves. As individuals, so-called groups,
coming up soon after this
class. So, what is left? Wage guerrilla warfare on the mind. Guerrilla warfare of the mind is strategy. What's your strategy? So we're saying, I have to understand the system now. Three little things one need to know. Two, the social system, what it is, how it works. What do you call it? How do you define it? It's important because it's context. Why am I working for freedom? Because if I'm going to follow the system, I have to work till 65, 75. And you better make sure you got a pension plan. That's if I'm following the system also now. Retirement.
Rastafari.
That's actually a part of
the socialization process.
And it appears living in a relative reality, a mundane day-to-day time and space. Right?
That's right.
We do seem to get older. The body perishes. Is there anything absolute within I? I ask myself that. Is there anything absolute within me? That I, we all introduce ourselves as before we put all some of the other labels on. Is there anything absolute? You might not believe in absoluteness, but we're just concluded that the body is perishing right now. It won't be here in 2-2, pushing up daisies, feeding worms. Right? So is there anything absolute? So this is what's bringing me now to one in the three little things one need to know. The reason for existence and non-existence. What is the nature and structure of the human? What's the nature and structure of the self? And I'm looking at now, the self is different than the human, the person,
the body,
the me,
the individual,
the mind. What is the mind? You thought about that? Where does the mind come from? It's a weird thing. 2 o'clock in the morning and wake up and, did you lock the front door? Did you close the car door? Always thinking, always running. Just a mental diarrhea. If you're not careful, you go crazy. That's something that happens. Left brain, right brain. We don't understand that there's two hemispheres of the brain.
There must be balance.
We're taught though there's a devil on the left side of shoulder and the right side is the angel. We are taught those things. But do you know that's relating to the brain? But there is a left hemisphere of the brain and there's a right hemisphere of the brain responsible for different
characteristics.
Yes, characteristics.
Functions.
Left hand control, right hand control, insight, intellect, maths, the different abilities that you find the human have. Wonderful mechanism, human mechanism. It's what's making all these wonderful gadgets that is, see people walking down the street, just
Occupied.
Occupied. It's amazing. But how much do you understand this human mechanism? Which, if not understood, can he become a murderer? So we're saying, how much do you understand about psychotherapy? It's a general term to understand self-help, where you can learn about your conditioning, your moods, your feelings, your thoughts, your behavior, your desires. Psychology, psychotherapy teaches one how to take control of life, responds to challenging situation with a healthy coping skill. Do you have healthy coping skills? But this can only understand if you understand the nature and structure of this human, its desires, its feelings, how it thinks, has its own premises, do you know?
Am I dreaming? Are you dreaming? Do you know the difference between dreaming and reality? Do you think the room you are in, the TV set you are watching, even the body you call yours, or even the air you are breathing, is it real? Well, maybe you haven't asked what makes this world real. Join us and see if you can find out what is the real deal. This is Who Am I?
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Mic check, checking the mic. Yeah. So, those little clips prayerfully was saying something I was been saying. The idea of waging guerrilla warfare on the mind. Guerrilla warfare of the mind is strategy. The idea of, how do you know what's real? Have you asked yourself what's real? Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. How do you know what you believe is real? It's something I've been working on almost, you could say, many years. In fact, it's taken me.
As we flip it over,
and I've come to realize there's only one power. There's only one reality. And this reality has to be truth. I'm not talking about any beliefs or hopes, faith. I am here now. What do you say, Miss Lady?
Orientation. A word that must be understood. Orientation. Determination of relative position of something, someone, especially oneself. That being said, looking at identity, looking at what is real, actually the individual determining relative position, which is where we are, the physical relative reality, not getting it twisted, being aware that this is relative reality, and it's even being cleverly exposed or presented a virtual reality. So justice is including making one aware of absolute reality. What is everlasting about the self, which is who I am, is that everyone referred to as self. Only one.
Self. Who's the self? The I. So, I've realized if there's only absolute truth that exists, only one power that exists, one omnipotent power. We say we're not talking about belief or faith or hope. I'm saying I'm here now.
Absolute.
You know, unquestionable. And I'm aware that existence exists. I'm aware that existence exists. Existence is eternal, absolute,
complete,
unchanging. And that which is eternal, absolute, complete, unchanging is who and what I am. Might be a little, you know, but see if you can the idea and the concept. Remember, we're talking about identity. Clean slate. Strip yourself down. Zero out.
I'm only fucking about on that.
Empty your mind
of all the conditioning, the beliefs.
Be shapeless. Be formless like water.
Yes.
You're sad in something?
I'm fucking serious.
Continue, please.
So, empty yourself out, we were saying. What's left? So we're looking at now born as a baby, as we said. Innocent, don't know nothing. It appears that we're born on a planet. I say it appears because it still has to be determined. Is it real? How do you know it's real? You have dreams. Where do the people them go when you wake up? And you don't say, gosh, that was real. You say that was a dream. So, try and see how you can see what is being said. What is things made of? Because it might not be what it appears. Remember, every surface that you see is made of the same atoms, molecules, particles, proton, electrons. Energy, subtle energy, dense energy. Dense energy is rock, metal. Subtle energy, you're talking about now.
Smoke. Self.
Yes, smoke. I was trying to give some alternative
physical examples.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You know, when you go and get your, they stand up and do a little
X-ray,
just to show there's different senses, is my point.
Yes.
We're only perceiving what we're perceiving because we have the senses that we have. Limited, I might add. Because if you had sight
of an owl,
smell of a canine, right?
Yes.
Hearing as a bat,
you see things differently.
Our experiences would be totally different. So we're saying, what is the mind? The mind is just an instrument, is a tool that's helping us to actually make sense of what we're seeing. Where are you seeing things from? Are you actually seeing things from outside, or are you seeing them from inside out? You get it?
Have you heard this one? The images we see are made of light reflected from the objects we look at.
Things aren't
what they appear.
For real.
In more ways than one, everyone.
And just a recap before I go any further. We're saying three little things one need to know at this time. 2020, just coming out of a plague. We're still actually even in it, because we still don't understand it. Wearing masks, not wearing masks. Make sure you wash your hands. Watch out for what you're touching. All these things, you gotta be careful. If you're a certain age, you have to be even extra careful. It's even killing off more black people than anyone else, because their health isn't all of that. It's ghetto in terms of what they eat. Their state of being mentally, psychologically. And then just as it come out of that, it seems we might now start again. Where do we go from here? We find ourselves in this whole racism.
The psychological myth.
Not that it wasn't there all along now, but it wasn't a focus like it is now, because we're so preoccupied
consuming
with even other news, where I say white versus white and white, basically just abusing each other in fighting
for control over the political system.
So we're now just caught in the middle, casualties, right?
Being misused as
So we thought, well, hey, we're gonna put this show together to see, well, where can we go? What can we do?
Constructive thought, speech, and action for everyone.
Right, so to encourage everyone, we're saying we have to use words and definition of words to reveal truth. And as an individual, we have to start looking at ourselves more now as an individual versus this group idea, this party idea.
So set up.
And how as an individual, I can change my circumstance. Which, when enough of us is doing the same thing, we now might bring about a different type of change versus what we're seeing going on and what we've been experiencing over the years, in fact. But we're saying this has come about because also we haven't come up with an idea until now how to counter and recognize and understand the social system that we've been in. What it is, what it's about, how does it work? What should we call it? So now we have better understanding. Now we have better understanding. We're saying, let's now as an individual, start to use words and definition of words to reveal truth, to produce justice in all the areas. Because one of the problem is, what should we do? What should we be doing on a day-to-day basis? So we're saying, this is a way to be constructive. Check your eating, check your sleeping, check your sexing. You want to reevaluate the values that you have as a way to counter and wage guerrilla warfare now on the conditioning we've been given to be dead slave and consumers. Change your diet in all its dimensions, because we're saying the problem is a psychological one. Then this is the big one now. Number one, we say the knowledge of existence and non-existence. Who actually am I? Who actually am I? How am I even here? What is all this about? Sure, these are still the basic questions of a child even. So we're saying, based on understanding though, that there's all these problems that exist, which should be the enterprise. So we're saying, revisit the idea of self-knowledge, knowledge of self. Who is this self? And then I'm saying and suggesting, check this thought out about the idea of existence exists, and as an individual you're aware of existence. There's only one power, absolute, omnipotent one, unquestionable. And I am here now. Are you here now? And we're not talking about 2,000 years ago, 200 years ago either. I wasn't here, so to speak, but I am here now. So this is why I was saying now, check out the race mind that we've been given and how it preoccupies us to be in some 400 year ideology and philosophy. How is that possible? If I'm saying I am here now, I couldn't have been around 400 years ago. So all that emotions and the slave talk and the slave master talk, I shouldn't be holding them so close to my bosom, because I didn't feel that. But I'm feeling this, what's happening now. I can't change nothing 400 years ago, but I can manage what's going on now.
400 years ago, we were taught about condition to believe.
Right? So what's really true is what we're saying and talking about and trying to put things in a context. Why are we holding on to all these, excuse my language, dead people's values and ideas and identities as our own to determine where we're going, if their statues is up or not?
We have to deal with that. The individual has to produce justice.
It can't be given.
And it's not external.
On one hand, they say in the teachings that everybody has inalienable rights. That's what the story they taught.
Yes.
So nobody can give you freedom. But they say that folks gave us freedom. I wasn't there, but in the way they orchestrate the conversation, they're trying to say, well, I'm a descendant of those individuals, so I guess I'm a part of that thought. But if you check how they're talking, they separate themselves from the colonial history. They haven't got anything to do with that or those individuals either. So that's why we can't say, oh, you're a slave descendant, a slave master descendant, because it's almost like that's not part of the language.
Descendant of slave master. And it's not really constructive. It's not constructive. None of the conversation. Using the same level of consciousness to solve the problem as the same level of consciousness that created the problem. Look at the result.
And it's almost like we're not looking for the cause. What actually is the issue? So we already talked a little bit about the socialization process in context to the fantasies and myths that's taught to us from early childhood, and once internalized regulates our behavior. And so now we're saying, how can we counter the codified behavior that we've been in? The falsifying of words and definition of words to have us all confused. So we're saying, use words and definition of words that's going to reveal truth in all the different areas of people activity. Wage guerrilla warfare on the mind, on the past. Three little things one need to know. That was 2 and 3. How can we counter? Have a metaphysical, a mental physical. Change our views and our values, our behavior. Which when enough individuals is saying and doing, this is where we're going to really make an impact. Psychology. And then that brings us now to one. The idea of our identity has been falsified. Because we've been given a race mind. Black, white, mulatto. But what's correct? Is that who I am? So we was encouraged, strip yourself back. Take off all the labels and the hats. Zero out. Empty your mind. Be shapeless, be formless like water. Remember, thoughts are gonna come and go. Thoughts are gonna come and go. But don't try and even control them. Just ignore them. If they're not gonna produce constructive results, ignore them. Remember, even how you ever watch those shows, how the con men work, they're able to fulfill their con on their mark, on their John, because there's something inside of the John, the mark, that's basically is open and receptive to the ideas that's being now the con man is expressing, so he can get bamboozled. Similar thing that's going on, how the human works. If you don't understand the nature and structure of this human, you can be controlled by the beliefs of someone else. So understanding the nature and structure of the human is very important. Understanding the nature of the self. And the not self. I'm looking at the not self as the human, the person. The you, the me, the individual, the mind, the human mechanism, which produce wonderful things, all the gadgets that we have. But if not managed, it can become a murderer. But do you understand how the mind works, how it thinks? It has its own perceptions, did you know that? It says, I think, so I am. This is the European psychology. This is what was taught by the biggest psychologist out there, Kant. This is where the psychology has been developed from, that we are now living in. Human psychology. I think, so I am. So you're giving the emphasis on thinking. Thinking is God. But if I ask you, reflect on that. Is that correct? Is that true? This is one of your first tests now, questioning everything that we're taught to believe. Believe. Because if it's not truth, then you have to question its existence. This is our depth. We want to talk about these things. Remember, I'm here now every night, Eastern Time, 8 p.m. I've been putting in at least a couple hours, so that's 10 p.m. the last couple nights we've been going. Tonight is like, it says 9:42 right now, p.m. So it only gives me like 15 minutes. But I will be carrying on the conversation a little later. So join me, come back. Make sure you have the number. Think about a question you might want to ask. Remember, the reason why I'm doing this is not because I am a teacher or a preacher. But it's because I have found and come in to understand great love. And have great understanding for who I am. And with this realization, I'm attempting to form a strong network based in the community with the only strength that I have, my individual immediate power, and the use of a code for thought, speech, and action to produce constructive results, which will produce justice, meaning no one mistreated. Remember, without justice, all what we have no value. Justice would be better than what we have. Make justice reign. Make justice reign. So, after saying that, I want to go back a little bit to revisiting the idea of self-knowledge, knowledge of self. And the idea of knowledge of not self. And remember, I'm saying the not self is the human, the person, the you, the me, the individual. So who's the self? We're just saying, modern psychology says, I think, so I am. This is how the person, the individual thinks. So I was just asking you, do you exist because you think? Or you exist, that's why you may think. Do you exist because you think? So I think, so I am, is what's taught. And I'm asking you, do you exist? That's why you may think. Or do you think? That's why you exist. Little subtle. But I'm saying, existence exists. And I'm aware of it. Existence is absolute, eternal, complete, infinite. And that is who and what I am. Think about it. As you're saying, strip back the labels that we've all been given. Candlestick maker, lawyer, student, doctor, father, mother,
boss.
What's really left? Definitely strip back color. Because we're looking at everything is made of energy matter, undifferentiated energy matter, subtle energy, dense energy. So what's left? So the idea of there's only one power, omnipotent. I'm not talking about beliefs or hope or faith either. I am here now, unquestionable. Are you here?
I am means existence exists. There is awareness of existence. That awareness, everyone, is I. Everyone, refer to self as I am. As justice reminds us, existence is infinite, complete, eternal. That which is infinite, complete, eternal, is who the I that everyone referred to as self is.
And it might take a little bit to get used to the premise.
The identity.
But as we're saying, the premise. Start with a premise. And of course now you have to see how your premise weigh up with truth. Right? Because everybody have beliefs. You have to believe in something. But is it true? The self. So then, who is the body? Because the body isn't eternal. It's not absolute. It's not unchanging.
Always changing. Where's that 1 year old? 10, 15, 20, 30, 50, 60. Where are you?
Good point. Where is that 10-year old?
And everyone is one. It appears.
So you might not believe in absolutes, but as we're saying, the body is perishing right now.
Temporary.
It will be pushing up daisies and feeding worms if you get buried. Soon. So is there anything everlasting about you, about the individual? Because think about the nature of the human. Not only it thinks, so it exists as its premise, but it also thinks in a dual thought: life, death, day, night, time, space. Remember, said, what time is it on Mars? It's relative. What time is it on the moon? Relative. Even in California, it's a different time zone if you're in Florida. And that's in America. So what is time and space?
Relative reality.
Maybe it's only existing in the mind. Because how do you know what's real? So, looking at the nature of the human, has his beliefs, I like. I like him, I don't like him. It has these desires. Self-gratification. Remember he said, desires is never fulfilled. You always want more. That's why you can get addictive. And get addicted. The nature of the human, it looks outside of itself for answers. That's why it could be tricked and bamboozled. It thinks it needs a philosophy. It needs a savior from outside. So guess what? He's been given one. Haven't we all been taught that there's a savior somewhere outside of ourselves? So what's correct? So then, yes, there is a mundane. So I'm not saying this isn't real, but it might not be real in context as how it appears. Because it appears that we need to do things, catch a flight, drive somewhere, go to the store. So there is things to do, there is the mundane, but don't get it twisted. It's not necessary who and what I am. Ideas and thoughts been given, once internalized, regulates behavior. This is somebody else's values and ideas.
Am I dreaming?